Doug Steffen Good Day program. Back to the good old days when Doug used to do the program all by himself. Richie's taking his children to school. Heather's taking her children to school. Let's see. Jennifer's on her way back from Hawaii. Roberta's stuck on a boat somewhere in Long Island Sound. So here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, it is your opportunity in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program to try on for size how you think it would feel to be a co-host. Now, ladies are encouraged because, as you know, the women on the program add more to the first and second and third positions than does Richie. I can say that because Richie's now gone. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. But I'm serious. Every once in a while, I think we haven't done this for a year or so, there's always an opportunity. Every once in a while, a situation presents itself where there is not anybody on the air with me. Now, I know many of you like to listen to the one-note sambas of the programs that are hosted by a lot of these pontificators. I don't particularly find that interesting because there's only one point of view. That's just me. Some people love to listen to a person who has a point of view that they agree with, so they become, in effect, the co-host. They're talking back to the host, especially, again, if it's a political show, there's whoever the host is, local or national, somebody yammering away, and you're talking back to them, aren't you? Have you ever done that? Of course you have. Listening in your car or at home in your office, somebody's off and you agree or you disagree, you say, I agree, or you throw a rock at the radio, one of those things. Well, here's your opportunity to become someone that is just like that. Either you are loved or you are despised. People love what you have to say. Who has interesting conversation and would like to share it with the audience? 800-510-8255. And people say, oh, you don't want to hear from me. I don't have anything to say. Well, I will tell you something. Michael Fortier fields our calls all day, every day. Michael gets dozens and dozens of calls. He hears from people who want to express themselves. Usually it's my suggestion. We're talking about something and we ask for your response. I mean, that's really what makes it all work. This is why people like a program like this, because there's really no agenda. This is a way for you to maybe start your own program. There are a lot of radio stations around the country, I say this laughingly, who are looking for good hosts. I know a number of people who became successful radio hosts because they were callers, and they were often, Lionel is a good example of that. How many of you know who Lionel is? Raise your hands. He's a well-known radio personality. He started in Tampa, Florida, where he was a lawyer. I'm trying to remember his real name. And he would call, and because he's very clever, very creative, he would offer a counter to whatever the host, and if I remember correctly, the host that he always called wasn't that smart, and Lionel really could make him sound foolish, because Lionel is very smart. And so the station got this. They started, who is this guy? Let's see if we can get him on. He started with a weekend program, and then he started with a regular program, and then he went to New York, and he's doing television in New York now, all because he was a caller to a program just like this. So if you would like to be star for a day, 800-510-8255. The reason I would like to hear from you is because you would like to perhaps participate in this. And who knows, I might get rid of Heather, might get rid of Jennifer, might get rid of Roberta, and you could be in their place. So if you want, this is a cold call, a cold and a calculated move for me to find interesting people. And there are so many of you who are interesting, who have things that are on your mind. And all it takes is you being moved by something that we're talking about. And I give you as an example of that, something that is very precious to me, very near and dear to me, is our food supply. You know that. I was talking earlier about one of the stories at DougSteffen.com today, the study that finds that organic food is no more nutritious than non-organic. In fact, our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks whether or not you buy organic food. Yes, that's all I buy. B, sometimes when it doesn't cost too much more than the alternative. C, no, the whole organic thing is a scam. D, I don't know. And I would say, for me anyway, I would do B. I have an organic garden, and so through the course of the summer, I eat most of my food out of the garden, especially this year. It's a marvelous. My God, had a woman who was a person who lived in town who had a beautiful garden, and I happened to notice it, and I said something to her. I said, would you come help me with my garden? Because I don't have time to do it as well as this woman obviously could do. So she came, and you would not believe how wonderful the things are, the melons, the tomatoes, the peppers, the onions, the things that are just absolutely out of this world that you love because of this time of year. So anyway, that's a passion. If you have a passion, farming is a passion. And a lot of people listen to this program. A lot of people feel that because I am very ensconced in the agricultural community, and I have battles all the time with the town about how foolish they are and how they are not encouraging agriculture. In fact, they're anti-agriculture. How I go off and get into these things, and people really love it. So I want to know your experience. And so if you don't know the story about organic food and how good it is or isn't, there are a number of patients who have been asked, is eating organic food, which costs more, really better for me? And so Stanford University doctors dug through reams of research to find out, concluded there isn't much evidence that going organic is much healthier than just having good fresh fruit. There are a few differences involving pesticides and antibiotics. You don't get that with organic food. There have been things, for example, the apples. I was talking about how the apples that come from a tree that hasn't been sprayed, they all look ugly. They have things in them, but boy, do they taste good. The pesticides that are put on most of the apple trees or fruit trees, that stuff goes through the skin. No matter how far you go to scrub it and clean it, that stuff's still in there, and it's not good for you. So that's an area where being organic, I am on my farm. I don't use any chemical fertilizers, never have used pesticides. I use a sort of a witch's brew of various manures to fertilize the fields, and it does just fine. A lot of weeds, but other than that, the food tastes so much better. So does eating organic when it comes to fruits and vegetables mean lower exposure to pesticides? Yes, it does. And this is good for your children. But the amount measured from conventionally grown products was within safety limits, but you know how the safety limits are arrived at. The lobbyists for the big pesticide firms and the big growers go to Congress and they get their way, so that means nothing. So, is it that they are better nutritionally? Nah, not really. Where you're saving with organic is going back to what we were just saying. The things that are sprayed or applied to the animals or to the fruits and vegetables, that's the difference. And wherever there's a problem, like those melons and lettuce and whatever other things are problematic, it's because they're large, gigantic farms. The spray is all over the place, and it gets into the pulp. If you can't clean, you've seen the skin of a melon, a regular musk melon, you can't, the stuff penetrates in there, you can't clean it off. So it's bound to get in there. If it's good pesticides or if it's been bad stuff, it's still going to get in through the skin into the pulp of the fruit, and therefore it will affect you, and it'll affect you a great deal. So anyway, I just thought I would bring that to your attention along with you again. But I did that for two reasons. One, because I wanted to highlight the story again. But number two, it's an example of my passion and why people in some circumstances like listening to this program, because I'm so passionate about a lot of things, including food, food sources, where it comes from, and how we can better maintain our health and well-being by eating these things that are available. And they aren't, by the way, well, the organic stuff has become pricey, but if you look around, you can find things that are really good, really healthy, and not wildly expensive. So that's an example of my passion. What's your passion? 800-510-8255. Most people would say their children, they have great passion for their children. Some would say they have great passion for their job. That's cool. They may have great passion for a hobby. Maybe you rebuild cars. I mean, think about your life and what you have passion for, And how would that work, telling stories on the radio and then share them with us? I want to see if anybody really has the guts to try to be a co-host on this program and have some fun, in fact. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code PASSWORD to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, PASSWORD. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code PASSWORD.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Nothing worse than one voice. I speak with one voice. And I've never been any good at doing voices either, which is something that some people on the radio are pretty good at doing. I mean, I can make fun of people and their funny voices, but that's not what I'm talking about. There's a guy named Phil Hendry who is very good at doing other voices, although you can tell when you listen to him that his spoof is all, yeah, it's his voice, but it still is pretty clever. There have been a few people over the years who have been able to do that on the radio and or do it on television, and they've been, yeah, it's been pretty cool. They can pull it off well. At any rate, 800-510-8255. We'll try some auditions at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, a story. I was talking about what's good for you and what isn't, and there are a lot of different ways of approaching sore, achy joints. Take my word for it, UltraJoint is the new way, the best way. It's a combination of eggshells, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and this thing is, the fact they put this all together, if somebody discovered this and how well it works, I'm taking it, and I can see the difference, feel the difference, and you will too, in just 10 days. Joint pain, stiffness, no prob. Check it out by 888, you call 888-809-6424 for a free 10-day trial on UltraJoint to see how it makes your joints feel better. 888-809-6424, UltraJoint.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Who want to share their passions with you, and you can share your passions with us as well. Let's see how well you can describe your passions, and maybe you connect with me on a deeper level, or the audience, more importantly. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, birthdays. This is the birthday of Bubba Knight. Merrill Knight, born in the state 1942, one of the members of the Pips, Gladys Knight's group, Midnight Train to Georgia, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, The Way We Were, Try to Remember, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. I like this song. So Mr. Knight is 70 today. Happy birthday to him. Gene Parsons, drummer for the Birds. Had some solo success, but mostly known for working with the Birds. Born in this state, 1945. So made some 68 today. This is good stuff, though. This is really kind of smooth. Ronald LaPreed, bass player for the Commodores. Three times a lady, Night Shift still, some of the Commodore songs. This is a very interesting song. Used as a backdrop for all kinds of videos. She's a brick house. We all know what that means, so. Then, mommy, what's a brick house? Martin Chambers is the drummer for the Pretenders, Chrissy Hines band. Martin Chambers, let's see here, back on the Chain Gang, Brass in the Pocket, Kid among the Pretenders tunes, and their riff on one of the songs, not this one, is the Rush Limbaugh riff that he uses on his show. You knew that, right? So Mr. Chambers, 61, today I told you, born in the state, 1951. Here's Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, Washington on Welcome Back, Carter. I love this show. Love the theme as much as anything else about it. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. That would be a good television show to revive, don't you think? Welcome Back, Carter. It was where Barbarino got his start, right? Travolta came out of Welcome Back, Carter. Doesn't seem like that long ago. Good heavens. Candy Alexander's birthday is today. Dr. Alex Woods, you know her if you saw from CSI Miami, 55 today. Here's Kim Thayil. Is that how you pronounce the name of the guitarist for Soundgarden? All right, this we can do without 52. Fabrizi, he'd want to protect this noise, but I don't. Here's Beyonce. Have you ever been crazy in love? Beyonce is 31 today. This is a song dedicated and devoted to those of us who have been crazy in love at least once in our life. And where does it get you? Hopefully it gets you into a great place that you can capture and hold on to if you're lucky for the rest of your life. So if you are crazy in love, I take my hat off to you. God love you. And hope that you can figure out a way to keep it going, keep it warm, keep it where it needs to be. Ride out the storm, because there are bound to be storms when you get into real heavy true love. There are storms because you get to the very meat of your being, the sense of reality that you have. You get to know about the other side and you. Sometimes that hurts a little bit. Let's try it. All right, people and their passions coming up here on Good Day.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep long.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testify verified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
After the hour, Tuesday, September the 4th, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There was an old Cherokee who told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside of people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil, it's angry, it's envy, it's jealousy, it's sorrow, it's regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It's joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, passion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." There's, man, gong, right off the old noggin, that one goes. Think about those words, huh? 800-510-8255. Okay, so in the absence of all of my cohorts and colleagues, the first time this has happened for a year or so, and I think I did the same thing, Michael, the last time, looking for passionate people who would make good broadcasters, good co-hosts. So we'll start with Mary, who's in Sharon Springs, New York, who's called us at 800-510-8255. We're looking for people who have great passion for something. And I think with that, Mary, pride goes with me, the old pride and passion. Do you think that, and some people think pride is bad, it's an avarice, but I don't. I think if you have pride in yourself, it makes you a better person. What do you think?
Oh, well, welcome to Wing It a Prayer. I believe pride is, like you said, within yourself, and pride is within all my children, my feathered children.
You have a lot of birds there, I can tell. How many birds have you got?
I have nine.
Nine birds, and what kind of birds are they?
I have a scarlet macaw, a Catalina macaw, a Goffin's cockatoo, a heavy pied cockatiel, an African gray timia, an African gray Congo, and a yellow nape Amazon Yoda that speaks Dutch when he wants to.
Really? And why do you have a passion for these birds?
I used to work at a vet's years ago in Connecticut, and I just fell in love with birds, and people started bringing me their birds, and my eldest is 29 years old, the African gray timia, J.D. Crow. I've had him since a six-month-old baby, so he's got the whole thing together.
So in talking with your friends or your family or relatives, do these birds come up all the time? Are they your main conversation with people when either they meet you or people who know you, they want to know, "Hey, Mary, how are those birds?"
Oh, they talk about the birds all the time.
And so how does this relate to people who have families, or how does it relate to people who have other pets. I have one of our colleagues here, Roberta, has a tarantula, and she has a big snake as a pet. Now, I can't begin to relate, and I think that's really what it's about. People can't really relate well. They think you're a little crazy, right?
Well, they may, but nothing wrong with being a bird brain.
Yeah.
Birds are reptilians because they are hatched by eggs.
I didn't really ever put two and two together that way. That's pretty interesting. Reptilian by design, something that comes out of eggs, except I thought that all reptilians were cold-blooded. I don't think the birds are not cold-blooded, are they?
I don't think they are, no.
No. All right, anyway, do you have any birds that can be stars that will either sing or talk to us?
Well, let's see if we could get my latest member of this bunch. Hey, Rocky. Hi, Rock. Hi, Rock. How are you, Rock? Are you okay, Rock? Not today? He said, uh-oh.
Is he the only one that talks?
Oh, no. Mac talks. Hey, Mac, where's your mama? You want your lalas? Mac is a scarlet macaw.
Yeah. Want your lalas? What's a lala?
Oh, he has a music box in his cage, and he plays it.
Really?
It's a little Fisher-Price.
Do we get to hear any of that? I'm not getting the love, Mary, from any of these birds yet.
Afternoon.
He said good afternoon. There. Hi, Matt. Come on. You can talk. Lalas.
I think we're going to make a radio show with these folks or not.
Yeah, la.
Okay.
La, 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 la.
See what happens
with...
no, it's very... Mary is charming, and I find you fascinating, and I wish you well. Thank you for calling to share your passion, your birds, with us. That's very cool. All right, who's got passions like that or other kinds of passions? 800-510-8255. Examine your passions here with us on Good Day. Ann is in El Paso listening to KTSM. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Been That's up good. For a while, getting yeah. the kids ready for school.
Yeah, and how old are your children?
15 and 12.
And there would be, let's see, 15 is probably a freshman or a sophomore in high school, right?
Freshman. Yes, he is running cross country, so I have to drop him off at school just before 6 every morning.
Whoa!
It's nice and dark and pretty up here.
That's when they do their practices, before school?
Yes, it's too hot to do it any other time.
Oh, so sure, yeah. Yeah.
When it's 70 degrees instead of 95.
But when do they have the meets?
The meets are usually Saturday mornings, but sometimes Friday afternoon, which we have one coming up here this Friday right after school, so it's going to be bloody hot.
Bloody hot. So the meet is, who are the main rivals? Do we have an El Paso Central High School, or are there a couple of high schools in El Paso?
We have three huge school districts here in El Paso, and all of them have big powerhouses of athletes.
So is the rivalry between cross-town schools rather than, let's say, El Paso versus... whatever, and now I'm thinking about it, there aren't any other close towns that are as big as El Paso,
exactly.
So I suppose it has to be inside. Yeah.
It's just one school to the other, and there are small schools out in the country, on the edge of town.
You know, it would be, here's something that I wish we could pull off, to have the high schoolers in El Paso and the high schoolers in Juarez somehow or other have an exchange program, or maybe the rivals, if we could just get beyond all the nonsense of the drug lords and what goes on in Juarez, which is the really North American drug capital, it would be so much better, don't you think? I mean, isn't that something?
Oh, absolutely. So many of our families here have family still living in Juarez. So many families have come across the border to live, to be safer with
yeah.
their children.
Right. All right. So tell us about your passions.
Well, my passion are my children. I have loved raising them and teaching them to read. When I have a chance to work with other young children, including kids who don't speak much English, to teach them to read. As a matter of fact, when my oldest son was in first grade and we had our first parent-teacher conference, his wonderful teacher, Mrs. Yanez, said, the only thing that I wish I could do for Ryan was teach him to read, but you already did that. The only problem she had was that she didn't get to teach him to read because he came into school loving reading and loving learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that every parent had the passion, the desire, the time to do that very thing.
Well, they would, if they cared, frankly, they would take the time, one parent or the other. I think you're right about that, and I'm not trying to be too judgmental, but it seems to me that any parent that's worth his or her salt needs to expose children, read to them, keep them away from any video until they're 3 years old, nothing in front of them except pictures and stories and words. Because then they have a chance. If they're in front, put them in front of a screen as a babysitter, their brains are going to become jumbled knots of wire and they're going to be a mess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There have been times when I've had to yell at my kids in the morning before school, put the book down and get ready for school.
Yeah.
And I would tell the teachers and they said, boy, I wish every kid had that problem.
I know.
Once they get involved in a good story, they don't want to put it down.
Yeah, that happens, doesn't it, once in a while?
Yes, it does.
All right, so we appreciate hearing about your passions, and it helps me to wrap myself around who you are, and a lot of people have the same passion, so this is very cool. And thank you for sharing. 800-510-8255, Laura in Grand Haven, Michigan. Hi, Laura. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And so, in terms of passion, what is there? You have a great way about you. I like your voice. I like your energy. I can feel that. I mean, people who do what I do for a living, they get that by just listening and paying attention. So, I want to hear you.
You want to hear me? Well, Grand Haven, Michigan is awesome. We're right on Lake Michigan, and we have some of the beautiful, just gorgeous beaches you'll ever see in all of the United States, perhaps the world. We're just down from the Sleeping Bear National Lakeshore.
All right, so describe where in Michigan that is. You're up on the Upper Peninsula, are you not?
No. We are, we're just east of Grand Rapids, between like Holland and Muskegon, Michigan. And the Grand River actually goes right out into Lake Michigan, so we have this awesome pier that a lot of people like to walk along.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was confusing with another part of Michigan where there are other people that are listening. So this is an agrarian area, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big farm area, yeah.
And blueberries. Grand Haven is known for our great blueberries.
Mm.
So usually people that are buying blueberries here in the Midwest, if they would look at their boxes or see where it comes from, chances are it came from Grand Haven, Michigan.
So how are you involved in all these things? That's a description of the peripheral. What's going on with Laura, and what is she doing to make life better? I'm guessing you're a native, right? You grew up there?
I am a native to Michigan. I grew up in the Detroit area, but then my husband and I just like the pace and the lifestyle of what we call West Michigan,
right.
A little bit more easygoing people, nature-loving, love to be outside, and that's where we are. He plays beach volleyball, and I like to take kids on hikes, so here we go.
And you take them on hikes to teach them about the outdoors, to give them a physical connection with themselves. What else? How do you translate your passion to them?
Well, actually, I have the privilege of working for one of the state parks in the summer, and we have this really great program that we do with the MSU Extension Office and the, I guess it would be the DNR, and we get to have urban kids come to our state parks. And we take them for a hike. We've taught them archery this summer.
Really?
So many of these kids just don't have an opportunity to be outside safely and connect with nature. And it's just been an awesome
experience.
It's
so important for children to be connected to their life and to life in general, to learn about life. Where does it come from? It's kind of like the food discussion. People don't know where food comes from. They think it comes from the store. Where does life originate? How does it start? What can you do to make your life better? How can you teach children? So many children today have no passion at all. They're like robots because of those damn screens and the little... I'm not kidding. I don't think I sound...
No, you're right.
It's like
right,
we're like...
Because... we have kids, you know, they come into the park and they're kind of afraid. They're like, what's the most dangerous thing out here? And
they're afraid of everything.
You're kind of the most dangerous thing here. I mean,
yeah.
The most we have here in our side of the state are some white-tailed deer, some raccoons, skunks, bunnies, occasional coyote. So, but, you know, they watch Animal Planet, which is cool. It's educational. But then a lot of times they think what's right outside their window is what's right inside their television tube.
Right, exactly. Let's scare everybody. Let's fill everybody. We're building a country of zombies, and we need people like you to tell a real story. Laura, thank you. You'd make a great co-host. More coming up, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century: higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
800-510-TALK. Russell in Idaho, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Doug, and it's a pleasure. I listen to you on my way to work every day, and I really enjoy your show.
I'm glad to have you here, sir. What are your passions?
Well, my passions is that my wife and I, our youngest daughter, was born with a healthy type of dwarfism. We got involved in Little People of America, an organization support group.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the clear blue, I got called back into the military as the oldest involuntary recall of a pilot since World War II.
Wow.
And my wife said, God has a reason for you to go to Iraq. And the day that I get to Iraq, I find out about this family with three handicapped children with dwarfism. And my wife and I got our funds together, and we brought the whole family, the Iraqi family, to live with us in Idaho.
My heavens. How many people are we talking about?
Well, we brought that family, plus my interpreter said, hey, listen, if you leave us behind, they're going to kill us. And so
you brought them too. Good Lord. What a great story. I wish we had more time for it. There's a man who has passion. Russell, what a wonderful story about rescuing those dwarfed children from Iraq, and you're being a pilot. I can't tell you how pleased I am you called. Thank you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Fury, which is, I'm trying to listen to that, Craig Wedren from the movie, which is it Ball? It is Balls of Fury, isn't it, Chucker? Where's Chuck?
I'm here.
Could you hear that? Play
yeah,
that.
I think you're right.
Balls of Fury. It was number one at the box office this week in 2007. I don't remember this movie at all, but then I don't remember. It's not my specialty. It is yours, and most of the movie music we put up and most of the sounds from movies you get right away because this is your area. This is your passion.
I think that was. I think that film was a little obscure. I remember it vaguely. I think the Christopher Walken was in it. It was an ensemble film.
Was it? Okay. All right,
yeah.
I'll take your word for it. 55 past the hour now. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with the box office totals from the weekend. Although you gave us most of that yesterday. It was a long holiday weekend. I'm betting you got some movie news as well. Before we get to that, though, let's do our contest, which comes from a pretty controversial movie that was number one during this week in 2005, and it did well at the Telluride Film Festival, debuting strongly there. If that gives you a little help, okay. We'll have three pieces of audio. That'll give you a little help. And from that, you'll be able to figure out what the name of the movie is and win the swell prize by dialing us at 800-510-8255. Hopefully, if you've won before in Movie Moments, you'll let other people call and win, because that's the cool nature of this. We want everybody to be a winner. And here's the way to get there, by identifying this movie.
The bottom line is, we're around each other, and this thing grabs hold of us again in the wrong place, in the wrong time, and we're dead.
All right, Chucker, you got that?
I do.
You know what the movie is, right?
Uh-huh.
800-510-8255. Recognize it and haven't won before. Help yourself to 800-510-TALK. Here's the second audio clue.
You know, it could be like this, just like this always.
Uh-huh. I never saw the movie. It didn't appeal to me, but yet I can get the gist of that line as well. Last clip.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
All right. So, that's it. I mean, there's nothing, there's no real The gimmies are already, they've been given. 800-510-8255. What's the name of that movie? You can tell us the story or tell us about it, what you thought of the movie. Chucker has movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, 800-510-8255, people calling to identify that movie. Meanwhile, Chucker, I know yesterday went through some of the numbers from the weekend, but sometimes that stuff changes, three-day weekend. But this is the end of summer. Not many people are going to the movies. They're going out and about, right?
Yeah, box office certainly drops off. I got a chance to see, I brought my daughter and my wife to see the new Disney family film, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, which stars Jennifer Garner. And although my wife and daughter liked it, I got to admit, I thought it was a total misfire.
Really?
And, yeah, maybe when I sat there watching it, it's interesting because the audience applauded at the end. But about 10 minutes in, I knew the film fell off the rails and never recovered for me personally. But it made me realize how weak some of the script writing is in movies today. I mean, there's almost no character development. And I just thought it was a waste of my time.
Is that because the writers are not as talented? They don't have as much material?
I think the majority are not as talented as they were, say, 20, 25, 30 years ago or more. I don't know why. I can't explain the reason. I think there's very little chance taking in studio films,
well,
except for a handful of directors.
That's not the fault of the directors or of the writers. That's the fault of the system, isn't it?
Well, I think you know, first is the system. Second, it would be the writers. Third would probably be the directors. But I love Jennifer Garner, and I just felt, you know, watching it, she had such little material, and the movie's so sappy. I know it's a family film, but yeah. It just was, and I don't mind sentimentality. I know some critics or people have a problem with that. I never did. But yeah. This was so sappy that it was hard to watch.
All right, let's find out the name of the movie. John, listening in Las Cruces, New Mexico, to Good Day. What's the name of the movie we had the audio from there, John?
It's Brokeback Mountain.
It is. What did you think of that movie?
I thought it was well acted. I probably didn't see the whole thing, but the last clue was definitely a line that...
made it all work.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.